All right. Welcome back to another Basic Crypto. My name is Connor Olstad.
I am Nathan Height.
And today we're talking about Dogecoin.
Or in other terms, meme coins.
Yep. Yeah. Meme coins.
Why is this all the rage?
What do you know about Dogecoin?
All I know is that Elon Musk likes to tweet about it sometimes.
Okay.
I know that a lot of people, whenever I bring up cryptocurrency to any of my friends, it's always, oh, do you have Dogecoin? And it's like, yeah. No, I don't have Dogecoin. But it's become somewhat of a joke nowadays, and it's becoming more and more popular. And I don't entirely know what it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Could you tell me?
Yeah. So, well, Dogecoin, and I'm going to talk about Dogecoin mainly because there are a lot of meme coins out there. Like Shiba Inu is another one.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's actually originated from Dogecoin because the dog is a Shiba dog, right? Like, yeah. I don't know a lot about the meme, but I know a lot about the coins. And so Dogecoin was created in like 2013, 2014, I think, as a joke. Okay, the guy literally made it as a joke because he wanted to make his own cryptocurrency. He put it out there. It got a lot of traction on Reddit. And then it actually kind of became like the Doge community kind of like bonded and became like a pretty powerful presence. And I know that they did a couple things in the past that was kind of cool. And a lot of it revolved around charity. Like they had some like GoFundMe or something like that. And you know, went behind, like, I don't know if it was like a veteran or they went behind something and did something and donated, like, it ended up being like $50,000 and some big thing, like they lost a bunch of Dogecoin in some weird hack or something like that. And the community, gave them back their Dogecoins of 50,000 by just donating and just sending it to this address.
Oh, wow.
And so like the people behind it, like the community, more of what I'm saying, like, They want it to succeed because, you know, it's people coming together, right?
Yeah.
But the coin in and of itself was made as a joke. It has like, and the owner itself, I think it like 3 years ago, he was just like, I don't know why people are buying this thing. Like it has no utility.
All right.
And one of the main reasons why I think like Dogecoin is so dumb is because one, like, the owner itself said, like, I don't know why people are buying this. And nobody has, like, updated the code in, like, 3 years.
Okay.
It's been for, like, and I don't know if that's changed since the Elon Musk, like, popularity phase or whatever. And he, like, you know, got onto it or whatever. And, like, I know that things have been proposed, but, like, the code itself, I'm pretty sure, has not been updated in, like, 3 years.
Okay.
And so it's, nobody's touching this thing. It, you know, and it's, people might be like, oh, but see, it's still running. It's still working. But, like, if people that are investing in Dogecoin really understood like how economy works, you know, like, and how, like, what the United States, like, look at the United States and how they are printing a bunch of money right now.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
If Dogecoin was doing the same thing, do you think that people would want to sign on to it?
No.
Well, guess what it is? 5 billion Dogecoins are mined every year. 10,000 Dogecoins per transaction or per second are, I think it's second or minute are made.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Like 5 billion. There are 132 billion Dogecoins out there right now at the time of this recording. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
In the last 2-3 months, 2 billion more have been, you know, have been added. And so it's just like,
so what is the purpose of Dogecoin?
Has no purpose. It is to be a joke.
Okay.
You know, it is to just prove that some, like, a cryptocurrency can be made, because anybody can make a cryptocurrency. I've talked in the podcast before about Concoin and just making Concoin or whatever.
Yeah.
I could do that. Okay. I could write the script for it, say that if you put in X amount of dollars, you get back X amount of coins or whatever, and that's it, you know, or make all these coins or whatever, and the way that you get it is through an exchange. Like, you just give access to exchanges. I don't exactly know how to do it, but you can write your own code and make your own coin.
Wow. Okay. Very interesting.
Just like you can, you know, make your own anything and start trading it. If people buy it, it has value, you know? And so with meme coins, my advice is stay the heck away.
Yeah.
Because, and I, you know, the whole don't take my financial advice. Like, I don't care if you take this advice. Like, stay the heck away from meme coins, because they, like, what happens is that they gain popularity and a lot of people jump on with like little dollars, into it, right?
I know.
And some people have big dollars into it. Right. But the people that have big dollars into it, they aren't going to lose those dollars. No. And so as soon as the little people with the little dollars into it jump onto it, the big dollars are going to come out.
Yeah.
And then everything's going to tank.
Right.
And that's what you've been seeing happening is whales that come in and they, you know, put down money and they take it out or whatever. So all these meme coins, like I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. Utility is where the future is in this space and the technology that is being used, not memes. Okay. Like it just doesn't make any sense to me why people would be like, oh, like, yeah, especially because 5 billion are minted every year. Like, yeah. And because it's done by proof of work, but the proof of work is not as like tedious or like hard to do. I believe as Bitcoin is, because for Bitcoins, like the transaction and the math gets harder every time. Mm-hmm. Right. Which is why it is, you know, it is more secure and why, you know, transactions take long as computers get faster. The math gets harder, you know, but Dogecoin isn't that way. Like it was made, you know, and the rewards aren't as good anyway, you know, either, because so much is minted. Like I think you get, if you solve a block, you get like, 10,000 or something, Dogecoins or, you know, or something like a million, maybe Dogecoins, but it's just like, who cares if it's like fractions of a cent?
Yeah.
You know, you just, oh great. You made $2 for solving this block.
Yeah.
So, and it's just like, oh, what? But if we pump it and it gets big, then you can make money. Well, think about this. So it has 132 billion coins right now. So in order to get, and right now I think it's worth Dogecoin, like the market cap for it is $40 billion. Okay. So it would need to be worth like three times what it currently is in order for it to be worth a dollar. Like you would have to have three times the amount of money that the world has invested in Dogecoin needs to be invested in it for it to be worth $1. Right?
Yeah.
Like it just, can you understand my passion from this?
Yeah, like, I know what you mean. I could see it.
And just my bafflement of why people are so obsessed with Dogecoin. And
it's because it's a TikTok sensation. It's like going, we got to go to the moon.
It is. And if people want to have fun with that, like, you know what? Fine. Go for it. But like the technology that's underneath it is not the best.
Yeah.
The utility that it provides is non-existent. And so it is a charity coin. Great. That's awesome. Yeah. There are better charity coins out there. It is, you know, and I'm trying to come up with something good to say about Dogecoin, but I guess it gets people into the space and it gets people to understand what this really can do if a lot of people come into it. And if a lot of people buy a coin, even though 5 billion are minted every year, it still went up.
Right.
And so if people just like started to get into this, into a coin that was good and sound and had a company behind it that was developing it, it really would go to the moon, you know? And it's just funny that they picked that one.
Right. I did invest a little bit into Shiba Inu a while ago.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. And I remember telling you about it. And you're just like, dude, you better get out now. Better do it quickly. And luckily, it went up just to like fractions of a cent. And I'm like, all right, I'm done.
Made money?
I made a little bit of money.
Wow.
I made like $100 and then I just got out.
That's great.
I know.
Hey, you know what? If you have made money with meme coins, please leave it in the comments and let me know. And when I say made money, I mean like you have the money now. Not like, oh, now my Dogecoin is worth $1 million.
Right.
Because if it's still in there, I still think you're going to lose it. But if you've made money with these coins, definitely leave a comment below. Shoot me a tweet if you want to.
Yeah.
And you know what? I made a bunch of enemies just now in this whole Doge, and all of Doge is going to come at me. And oh man! But you know what? I'm glad you're in the space. I'm glad you're looking at the technology. I'm glad you're listening to the podcast. This is just the basics. So
yeah,
definitely let me know if there's anything else I can talk about. And you know what? If Dogecoin has changed in the time of recording to the time of you know that you're listening to it, I'm happy. I'm glad because I believe in the space and I hope that people also believe in the space. So. Yes.
So definitely let us know if you're an advocate for Dogecoin or against Dogecoin and what your opinion is. So,
yep. Thanks for watching, guys. We will see you in the next one.